Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, our topic is Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment with January Jones. We're going to take a break for a moment. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Core Business Show.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to the Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back to the Core. January, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I'm very happy to be here today.
Great. We're going to talk about your book, Thou Shalt Not Wine. Kind of tell us about yourself. Our audience really love to hear personal stories about people. So kind of tell us about yourself and actually what inspired you to write the book.
Oh, okay. Well, I wrote Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th Commandment. You know, I had written books on the Kennedys, so I wanted to change my genre and do something different. When I was talking to my publisher, we talked about the top 10 things that people whine about. So they suggested I do a survey, and I did do a survey. It took me 2 years to get this book done. And in the survey, we interviewed all ages, all stages, about what were the top 10 things that they whine about and why they whine and what cures they have for whining. So when I collected all the information and the data, it turned out that each age group had their own agenda and had their own things that they whine about. So the book turned out to be 13 chapters. And we have over 100 cures for whining. This is a humor book. It's got a lot of humor in it. And I was very fortunate because when it came out, it went to number one at Amazon.com.
Congratulations. What are the common things people really whine about?
Well, you know, it's interesting. People always ask me, who whines more? Men or women, and I hate to say it, but the fact is that it's women. Women
okay.
not whine more than men, and the reason for that is that women speak over 7,000 words a day, and men, unless they host a radio show, they speak only 2,000 words.
So yeah, we're trying to save our words.
I know, and unless there's Stephen Colbert or Jon Stewart, most men do not whine as much as women. Women have the opportunity because they have so many words to speak. It's in their DNA to whine. They're kind of born whining, and people ask, what do women whine about? Well, it's interesting. Our survey showed that women whine about things that are personal. They whine about their weight, their hair, their mother-in-law, their kids. And then whining and shoes are the women, with Home Depot and sports are the men. And men, people ask what they whine about. Well, it's interesting. Men whine about things that they really, really can't do anything about. They whine about government, politics, economy, sports teams, and they whine about their golf game. You know, those are all things they can't fix.
It's like Congress. You there?
Yeah, I am. I was just going to say, Roseanne Barr said, the cure for whining men, ignore them. If it has testicles or tires, it's going to cause you trouble.
I love Roseanne. She is hilarious.
Yeah, she's funny. But, you know, interestingly enough, across all the age groups, the number one whine, except for very, very small children, was lack of money. People whine about money all the time. And that's very understandable.
And when you actually, you mentioned it took you 2 years to pull the book together. How did you actually go through the process of actually putting putting this book together? I mean, you do chapter by chapter or do a summary outline and then you just fill in the blank?
Yeah. Well, actually, what we did is we sent out a survey, and then when we got the survey results, we did the book chapter by chapter. Like, we have a chapter on children, and chapter one is about kids, and kids and whining go together like peanut butter and jelly. Then we have the top 10 things that kids whine about. Then we have the whines, and we answer why they whine about it and what is the possible cure for it. So we go through each item that kids whine about and talk about the whine, why they do it, and what is the cure for it. So this book is written in the tradition of Irma Bombeck. It's written with a lot of humor. It's kind of a book that's written, I call it housewife humor. It's the kind of thing that women talk about when they're doing carpools or standing in line at the supermarket. And it's kind of like they're all in the trenches together and they all need a good laugh. And I've enjoyed doing this book, and we've had a lot of, really a lot of positive reaction to it, even now. And it came out a while ago, so I'm very pleased with it.
You know, someone told me years ago, really children, in a sense, they're not really not whining, they're actually closing. So is their expression of trying to get their deal done, so a car dealership, and they whine to get the thing, so they're actually small, good closers because they eventually they'll be able to close the deal to get what they want.
Oh, yeah. You know, they whine, especially in public places, because they know if it's going to embarrass their parents, that it'll probably work. And, you know, it's that whining is a form of asking for attention. It's a form of trying to make your point. And for children, it's difficult because they're smaller, they're not as verbal, and it's harder for them to say what they want or how they feel, truly. So sometimes whining is a very common things that kids do. However, it doesn't make it good, and it's very difficult because when you've got whining kids, it's very hard to enjoy them. And I always say, people say, what do you do in public when you know that they're going to be whining? I say, you know, there's always what I call the mother's look. Anyone who's been a mother or father, yeah, you know, you grab them by the arms and you look them in the eyes and you give them the look. And usually, hopefully, that'll stop them in their tracks and they can, you can reason with them. Another way of dealing with whining is distraction. Change the subject. Distract them. Get them doing something else so that they forget about it. And move on, you know, that's very effective with small children. Actually, it's probably very effective with everyone.
Wow. So when you have a whining person in the office, just not happy about anything in life, but talks about every single thing, even they doing well, nothing really making them happy. What are you suggesting? What's your suggestion when it comes to that type of person?
Oh, yeah. We do a whole show on workplace whining, and it's very, very common. It's very, very difficult. People who are whining, they're compulsive whiners. There's several ways to deal with them. One is to just listen to them and smile. So it's a smile cure for whining. You just smile and smile and nod your head, and eventually they'll run out of steam. Also, it helps to change the subject, distract them, talk about something else. You know, sometimes you have to just throw in the towel and walk away from whiners and just let them do their thing, and ignoring them sometimes is very, very effective. Now, when you're in the workplace, you know, if it's inappropriate whining, obviously someone in charge is going to have to talk to them. I think, you know, in the workplace, it's very important to develop camaraderie and do things as a group so that sometimes that you have other things in common to talk about and share besides just your work detail.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And when you're going, I'm just going through some things in your book itself. What chapter stands out the most that you think is really therapeutical for the person?
Well, you know, I think that my chapter on seniors is very, very helpful because in seniors we deal with aging, we deal with loneliness, losing things, forgetting things. We deal with health issues, boredom. We deal with retirement. And we also talk about insomnia. A lot of seniors have trouble sleeping and dying, you know, because that's a big fear and a worry. A lot of seniors, basically, they're alone and they are very bored with life. So I think it's very important. This chapter emphasizes that they need to get active. They need to do philanthropy, do charity work, become involved. Actually, it's helpful if they become involved with people who are younger than them. You know, so many of the schools are desperate for volunteers to come and read to children and interact with children. So that is just I feel that's one of the most powerful chapters in the book.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with women, men, teens. We deal with couples, singles, and baby boomers. You know, baby boomers, that's something. Baby boomers are, we're born to whine. They are to whining what computers are to crashes. They couldn't exist without it. All boomers are whiners because they're the self-gratification generation. They want
mm-hmm.
everything right away. They don't even care what it is. If it's the newest Apple item computer, they're right on it. And they become really, they whine a lot. They whine about money. Of course, everyone does. They whine about their jobs, their love life, fitness, taxes, aging, weight, and they whine about their kids, too. The baby boomers, they're big-time whiners.
Wow. So, and all in all, what will a person walk away in this book and you want them to take away from this book?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what we want them to take away from this book is it's written with humor and hope. We
mm-hmm.
want people to look at this book and to come away with it being able to laugh about life. I got a throat in here. To laugh about life and to laugh about themselves and to not take themselves so seriously. Because quite frankly, if you can't laugh, you know, what's it all about? You have to have humor to get through life. So that's pretty much what the book is trying to say. and we've had a whining epidemic. You know, people are whining about whining. So I think it's time for people to become positive and try to reach out to others and try to put whining away and go forward. And instead of whining, they all need to become winners, not whiners.
Wow, that's a powerful statement. And if they need to pick up this book, where can they get it, and how can they reach you? You have a website?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the show, and thank you for asking. My website is simply januaryjones.com, and all of my books are available at amazon.com.
Perfect. Amazon.com, and you have two other books I think you mentioned?
Actually, I have five books. I have three books on the Kennedys, and I also have a book, Priceless Personalities, and it's success stories shared by January Jones. And these are stories taken from the interviews that I've done on my radio show.
Perfect. Well, January, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your thoughts about this book. I will make sure I pick it up. And Thou Shalt Not Whine,
okay.
The 11th Commandment. Thank you so much, January, for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me on.
Great. Everybody, thank you for listening. You listen to The Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. And you can download this episode on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio or on your local station. Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.